Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
It's the Rod Peterson Show. Good morning, Canada. It's hour two of the program coming to you from the bunker in a field in sunny Western Canada. Hope you are enjoying your summer and squeezing out all that's left of it heading into Labor Day weekend when they say the CFL season unofficially kicks off. And if you actually believe that, you have missed a ton. And you've missed a lot on this program already, by the way. If you're just joining us, we had Mike Hogan with us, the voice of the Toronto Argonauts, talking about the 1-7 Argos leading into the Touchdown Atlantic this Sunday when they take on the Montreal Alouettes. And the Edmonton Eskimos, who will be hosting Winnipeg on Friday Night Football in Canada's Game of the Week. Jerry Mottenjohn joined us from the Edmonton Sun. And don't forget the Riders. What I'm hearing a lot from people is they really miss the Riders over the last 10 or so days on their bye week. They're back at practice today. Taylor Shire, good enough to join us from Global Regina. Are you going to be heading over there? Is that your beat today?
That is my beat every day, and they're back on the field at noon.
Okay.
There's not a ton of storylines to watch heading in, coming off that one in a... Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it the win that...
The weather protocol.
Yeah, I didn't really feel like a win, but in terms of injuries and whatnot, there's not a ton, but we'll see who's out there and who's healthy and who's not.
Well, perfect timing for you. And by the way, for those that just maybe dialed up hour two of the podcast when it's posted, you didn't hear hour one. We just gave away two tickets to the NFL game Thursday night between the Raiders and the Packers at IG Field in Winnipeg. Kudos again to Troy Koser for going. As he has very publicly stated, he just finished up his 20th radiation appointment, wants to take his wife Jill for all that she's been through. I'm with you, Troy. I got the bracelet here. Cancer sucks, believe me. I've been touched by it in my family, so we're very excited to send you. And Darren, you pointed out something in the break, how happy everybody is for Troy.
Huh. Awesome. I love it. All the comments on the Facebook string is just rolling. So that's great that, you know, typically a big prize like this, you don't win it. You're kind of like pounding your fist against the desk and you're upset, but that's great. Everybody's happy for him.
All the people that entered are happy to see Troy going. And I hope, Troy, you mentioned it, that you can go, or I hope you heard us mention that if you can get there by Wednesday evening, you'll be going to a special VIP reception with the presidents, speaking both the Packers and the Raiders, plus Raiders alum. I'm jealous. I'd like to be at the game. I'd like the game to be in Regina. Troy, we expect a full report from you. Today's poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. What should the host be wearing? What should Rod Peterson of the Rod Peterson Show be wearing come Labor Day weekend in this chair? A bunny hug, a golf shirt or t-shirt and blazer. So far, a bunny hug is winning by a country mile. And the beautiful thing is I have about 187 bunny hugs at home. So that will be very easy for me. Because you like to dress up, and that's fine. Everybody's writing in, Marie, saying, it's your show, wear what you're comfortable in. Hence, why I've been wearing a golf shirt every day all summer long. But am I going to wear a golf shirt? I don't think you should be wearing golf shirts in the wintertime. I think that looks extremely dorky.
Would you wear it in the wintertime normally?
No, I would not wear it in the wintertime.
We don't have a wardrobe here. You're not just changing for television.
Yeah. You put a coat on. You can wear whatever you want inside. It's the same temperature.
Yeah, well, but you put your summer clothes away. The golf, the shirts go away.
I'll be wearing this in the winter.
You come back with the long sleeves, the sweaters maybe, the bunny hugs.
Somebody pointed out on our Facebook string that some people wear bunny hugs with blazers over top. The commissioner does that, Randy Ambrosi.
Hood out the jacket?
Out the back.
Wow.
Randy's making it cool.
One of those thin ones, then. The thin
hoodie. Yeah, hey, I don't know. Whatever he wears is cool. Now, before we delve back into the football discussion, because we are in the throes of the CFL season, we have some text messages here on the Prairie Mobile text line. You're always welcome to write us via text. You know, we got a lot of, we got at least as many people listening, Darren. That's what people don't understand. Live at rodpeterson.com/listen live as they do our viewing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very underrated.
Oh, big time.
The amount of people that are listening. As a matter of fact, Brett writes in, hiking around Echo Lake, listening.
Cool.
Perfect. And I'm jealous of you, Brett. I love Echo Lake. Great spot. From Danny Wilson writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, Michael Beaudry, born in Regina, was just named the starting quarterback for UConn for the season opener against season opener next Thursday. That's the UConn Huskies, University of Connecticut. A lot of people have been following the story of that kid, Michael Beaudry. And Taylor, you're nodding your head. You've heard of him?
Yeah.
Been following the story?
I didn't know that news, but interesting to see how he does this year.
Nashville in Saskatoon writes in, bunny hug for sure, Rod. Also, with Calgary losing, you finally hear from the other fans that Calgary can't get in the stands. Okay. I don't know what that means, but yes, Calgary fans are awake because they felt they got screwed by the refs on Saturday night. That was our poll question. Did the Stamps get screwed by video review? 84% of respondents said no. An anonymous texter guy writes in and he says, November 26th, big 30th anniversary of the 89 team. Hope you guys get some old riders on the show that day. Cheers.
Another challenge for Clark.
Oh, exactly. Listen, just leave the guests to us. That's the dangerous thing about expectations. He expects us to do that. Just leave it up to Clark. He does just fine. And Taylor Shire has confirmed himself for the All-Star Celebrity Flag Football Weekend, Labor Day weekend as well. So thank you, Taylor. I appreciate that.
I just can't wait to find out what position I'll be playing.
That's probably up to you. That's probably... Oh, and one last one.
Punter, maybe?
Punter?
Sure.
Well, it's interesting because the CFL flag football has punting. The NFL flag football does not. Have you established the rules for this game?
That is all with Len Antonini.
Lenny's on it.
We got two halves. We're going to play touch. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And lastly, Sheldon Beattie, whom I believe calls Estevan home, writes in and he says, what about jerseys in terms of what we're going to wear here? NHL, WHL, SJHL, other sports teams, lacrosse? No, you will probably never see me wearing a jersey sitting here just because it makes me too much of a fan. I love fans. I am a fan, but I'm not sure I want to hear analysis from a fan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mike Abou-Meshrick sat in chair two yesterday wearing an Oakland Raiders Bo Jackson jersey. I think he can be forgiven. He's a 10-year CFL veteran and Grey Cup champion. But I don't think you would see me. That's just too much fanish.
I don't wear jerseys either. I'd rather hang them on the wall or something.
I have
like
a lot of jerseys.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would wear. What about you, Taylor? I don't think I've ever seen you in a jersey, ever.
I have a bunch hanging up in my man cave, and that's probably where they'll stay. And if they get autographed, especially, they'll stay there.
Okay.
Right?
Cool. Lastly, before we get some of these great CFL-related questions, Clark has reminded me, it's our next contest. We just gave away two tickets to the Raiders and Packers. I got four tickets here, courtesy of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And we're going to make this real simple. It's a text contest for four tickets to the whole weekend. You can go to all the games, the semifinals and the championship featuring the host Saskatchewan Rattlers this weekend in Saskatoon. It's the CEBL Championship Weekend. It's the Memorial Cup-style format without the round robin. They're going straight to the semifinals. Text me now the name of one other team in the CEBL besides the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And I don't mean the city. I mean the team name. I don't think it's as easy as you think.
I give it 2 minutes.
Yeah?
You'll have a text.
Okay. Start the clock. Oh, by the way, first one through is going, and with the right answer.
Well, give them the number so I can...
840-8777. I would assume they all have it written down on their fridge by now, do they not?
Yeah, it should be in your contacts.
306-840-8777. First one through with one other team in the CEBL, you'll get four tickets, weekend passes. And by the way, here's the rule. I've carried it over from my old show. If you win the tickets, but you don't go... Not only will you be banned from all future contests on the Rod Peterson Show, but you'll be flogged at midfield at Mosaic Stadium. Beaten. So if you're one of those professional contest enterers, because you just want the tickets just because they say you win, but you're not going to use them, you'll be banned forever because I have a log
we
of all the
pictures
winners.
From the
we
event.
We want selfies of you there. Okay. So anyways, I've rambled along long enough on hour two. We have basically not talked about anything yet. Taylor, I'll start with you. Hamilton Tiger Cats won last week in Ottawa. It was not the most aesthetically pleasing game. I'm not sure if you watched it or not. It was 4-1 at halftime. Mm-hmm. Hamilton went on to win the football game. The question I got this morning on TSN Radio Winnipeg, which I'll pose to you, gentlemen, is can Hamilton get to the Grey Cup with Dane Evans? And my answer, if I may go first, is that I believe they can get to the Grey Cup, yes, because they're in a very weak division. But I don't think they'll win a Grey Cup, because when they line up against a juggernaut from the West, they couldn't even beat the Riders with Dane Evans, not to mention the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and the Eskimos, who have vastly better records. So, yeah, they can get there. I don't think they can win a Grey Cup with this guy. What say you?
Well, looking at, I'm going to say they're going to be finishing number one in the East. Unless Montreal comes on strong, we'll see the second half of the season. But I don't certainly think they can even make the Grey Cup this year with Dane Evans. This could be the first year we see a crossover team make it to the Grey Cup. However, that crossover team probably has to beat Montreal in Montreal. And looking at the standings, unless Toronto makes a surge or unless Ottawa comes back, it's probably what it's going to be. We probably see, you know, maybe the Riders, maybe the Stampeders, even the Bombers, if they fall, heading over in the crossover. And then it's going to be basically, I think that the two or three seed has a chance to knock off Hamilton and make it to the Grey Cup. Could be the first time we see a crossover team this year.
You know, I agree with Marshall Ferguson on the show, who was talking about Dane Evans and how well he delivers the football and how his mechanics are all perfect. And sometimes you see a guy at quarterback who's just like, man, he just keeps getting it done. And it's amazing to watch this guy just continue to find ways to win. And you're not really sure how. But when you see Dane Evans play, he's got all the tools. And you sit there, this guy is going to be really good. And he's got everything.
Right.
But he's still young. And I don't think that they can win a Grey Cup with him now. I do think in the future he might be a very good quarterback. I think he's the future of that team. But I think if they want to consider themselves, and this is where I said before, when Jeremiah Masoli got hurt, that they have time. He's still atop the division. They're still riding it out. They've got time to let Dane Evans develop. But today, I don't think he can win a Grey Cup with them. I think he's the future. But I think as they move forward, maybe they'll get more comfortable with him. Maybe he'll start to look like a guy who can win the Grey Cup and get more comfortable. But every young quarterback just needs time to become an elite quarterback in the league. And you need elite quarterbacks to win Grey Cups. So I do think that's the case in Hamilton. They've got time, though, and they may decide to go to a veteran if Dane Evans, you know, just needs a little bit more time. But as of today, I'm with Taylor.
I think if they'd wanted to bring in a veteran, they would have brought him in by now. I think it's ride or die time with Dane Evans. And remember, the question is not can they win a Grey Cup with him? Can they get to the Grey Cup with him? Big difference. And I think they can get to it. I don't think that they can win it. Paul from Saskatoon writes in, Prairie Mobile text line. He says, hey, Rod, I know the perfect thing for you to wear for Labor Day. A Bomber jersey. LOL. Love your show. Hey, Bomber fans are loving the show. I understand that. I don't know if I would wear a Bomber jersey. I might wear a Bomber jersey. I like the Bomber jerseys, particularly that new royal blue stuff that they've been wearing the last couple of years. And you would think that I would never wear a Bomber jersey. But I remember being in Moose Jaw last winter. Were you with me? No, I don't think you were. It was at a curling news conference, and the Warriors said, come on down to our store, and they showered me with Warriors gear. Do you remember that when I put it on?
I do remember.
And the second I pulled over this, one of the most beautiful pullovers I've ever had on, all of a sudden I just felt this pride come over me. And I thought of Theron Fleury and Mike Keane and Kelly Buckberger and Jim McKenzie and all the Al Tour, Lenny Nielsen. I just, this doesn't feel as weird as I thought it would.
So maybe the same thing would be with a bomber jersey. I don't know.
Or a golf shirt. Bomber golf shirt. How about
or
that?
A bomber golf shirt, yeah. But I just find it very interesting that Winnipeg has shot up to number three for viewership of this program. Number one outside Saskatchewan.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Regina 1, Saskatoon 2. They're right neck and neck. And then Winnipeg 3, and then it goes into Calgary and Edmonton. And oddly enough, Hamilton, Montreal, Toronto. And we got, oh, we got Travis. Do you want to take a break, Clark?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We're going to Vancouver next with Travis Lule. We really got to beef up those Vancouver viewers, and I think Travis can help us do it. Canada's most watched Facebook Live program is right here, The Rod Peterson Show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcasts at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back. You pay what we pay.
Eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Get Costco pricing on this new 2019 GMC Sierra 4x4. It's just $39,645 plus tax or just $256 bi-weekly. Or get Costco pricing on this new 2019 Buick Encore. It's only $27,098 plus tax. That's just $93 a week.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and tune in. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Tuesday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. The Toronto Blue Jays open a 6-game road trip in L.A. tonight. Sean Reed Foley gets the start for Toronto while the Dodgers counter with lefty Clayton Kershaw. Jays coming off 2 straight losses to Seattle. Toronto prospect T.J. Zoik threw a no-hitter last night for the AAA Buffalo Bisons, had a walk and 3 strikeouts and a 3-0 win over the Rochester Red Wings. Aaron Rodgers is expected to play Thursday when the Green Bay Packers face the Oakland Raiders in NFL preseason play in Winnipeg. Rodgers sat out the Packers' second preseason game in Baltimore and was sidelined during practice Sunday with back tightness. We already ran our NFL contest here earlier today. Troy Koser and his lovely wife Jill are going to the Packers and the Raiders, courtesy the Rod Peterson Show. But Antonio Brown, guys, he can't play, right? He just showed up for camp yesterday. There's no way he could play.
Did he get his helmet?
He doesn't even have his helmet yet.
Well, you know what? Yeah, if he gets the helmet situation, he can play without practice. He could play on one day of practice. How many times do we see veterans get traded or get signed because they're playing that week?
Well, and don't forget, though, he's still got frostbite on his tootsies from the cryogenic chamber. And as our tech guy, Jeremy, who's nicknamed Flynn Flon, said, did anybody stop to think maybe AB doesn't want to go to Winnipeg? That's the fourth time I've run that joke because come Friday, I can't use it anymore.
But Aaron Rodgers is fine with it.
Aaron Rodgers has no problem with it. Aaron Rodgers will suit up for the Packers Thursday in Winnipeg. Hang on, we got to go. We got Travis Lule on video chat. We're going to Vancouver right now. Our West Coast correspondent joins us from the Lions facility. Good morning, Travis. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's life in Regina?
It's sunny. It's hot. Riders are on a four-game win streak. Everybody's smiling. How are things on the West Coast?
Well, we have the sun, and the not the smiles wind streak. Are a little less natural at this moment. But, yeah, no, it's a pretty, you know, I mean, as upbeat as a group at 1-8 could be at this stage, I think.
Yeah, I got to ask you this, by the way, just backing up a little bit. I think it was Matt Baker. Somebody was on our program saying they remember an NFL preseason game in BC Place Stadium and that they had a pretty good crowd there. Do you recall that? Were you at that game? What's the imprint of the – you don't remember that?
I don't know what year that might have been or when, but no, I certainly was not there. I would remember that.
Well, absolutely you would have been, and you've been around a day or two. So obviously if it predates you, it's going back a ways. The beautiful thing about this show, Travis, is the fans can write in with questions. So here's the first one from Bo Halverson. Says, hey, Travis, just wondering if you have been contacted by any team to come back for a year. Well, some teams' starting quarterbacks are out for a bit. Hey, there's a good one right out of the chute.
Yeah, well, the hard hitters too, eh? I have not. I've not been contacted, and I would politely decline if I was. I would call myself very happily retired at this stage of the game.
What do you enjoy about it, by the way? Because, I mean, you're a student of the game. You know you're going to be a Hall of Famer. You know a lot of Hall of Famers. Some guys, they can't die. They're dying to go back, and some guys just, whoop, say, yep, Kevin Glenn being one. When did the switch flip for you to say, I'm done?
Yeah, no, it was this offseason. It was sometime between the end of the season and free agency. And, you know, for me, I love football, right? I loved it. I loved the game. I loved being around it. It obviously, the game did change for me over the years. Maybe what I loved about it, when I first started, I loved just the pure competition. I loved its physicality of it. I liked all that stuff. But by the end, I really appreciated more being a leader in the room and kind of being a person in the room that people looked up to or looked to for leadership and guidance. So I kind of cherished that role later in my career, and I still love to compete. Don't get me wrong, but it was just a different thing. So by the very end, it was my body, right? I made a decision where you get a little bit older, and I'm looking at the rest of my life and. Hopefully there's plenty of life after football, right? And so I just wanted to make a decision that I felt really comfortable with, and it really had to do with the longevity of my life. Obviously, I've been banged up. I've had shoulder injuries, knee injury, and it got tougher and tougher to just go out there and gut it out every week. And frankly, by the end of the year, last season, I just decided that it was no longer worth the inherent risk that is involved in playing football to still be out there. So I made that decision, and you know, it really has been a good summer. Obviously, it's been a change of pace. Your stress levels are a little bit more even. In football, it's like boom, 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 right? Like it just keeps happening. And so there's an excitement to that. But no, I feel pretty good about being on the other side of the stage.
That's super cool. One of the things we had talked about today, just changing gears a little bit, was the value of veterans. And, you know, we talked about James Wilder and, you know, young people when they're playing the game as kids and maybe they, you know, have attitudes or they, you know, have opinions, and then that becomes the next group of professionals. What's the value, though, of veterans in a locker room? How are they valued now? Because with Moneyball and with the idea that, you know, we can all pick up our phones and find stats and really critique value of dollars for performance on the field, we're not really thinking about value in the locker room, value in the community, and all that stuff with salaries. So how are teams kind of evaluating that now?
Yeah, well, I honestly think it varies from team to team. I think sometimes people do that, just make a pure business decision. And I get it. It is a young man's game. And ultimately, you want to see invested dollars in production on the field. And, you know, but it is hard to put a pure value on for just purely on that standpoint. Right. Because, I mean, it's just critically important. I've been a leader and a captain on teams. And if you don't have like it's not just the three or four or five captains, it's like the next group of really committed guys, the next wave of leadership that often has a huge influence on the locker room. Because, you know, if there's four guys and we're trying to spread a message and communicate the coach's messaging to the rest of the players, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle. Football teams roster 65 guys in the locker room, right? So if you need that message to go, you have to have, you know, that has to be able to filter all the way through the locker room. So sometimes that does get overlooked, and guys say, well, this guy hasn't done much, or, you know, he was hurt a little bit last year, and so, you know, maybe we need to make a change there. And I get it. And so all of that comes into the calculation of structuring a roster, but it's hugely important to have guys in the room that can, you know, especially when things get tough, that they can continue to spread that message, continue to be positive, but continue to demand a lot out of the guys around them. And the guys that have been through it have a better understanding of what it takes and what it needs to look like to get through it, to get out the other side, you know, in a positive way. So it really is important to have a solid group. You have to have every good team that I've been on has had a really good mix of young, energetic talent and veteran guys who, even if they're a little bit beyond their best before date, they are hugely important pieces of that locker room.
Hey, Travis, Taylor Shire here. Speaking of that leadership, how much of it comes from the veteran players and how much of it comes from the head coach? And can a good head coach make up for some of the lack of veteran leadership or vice versa?
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question, because I think it all goes together. Because if you have, yeah, and you hear this a lot, and people say, you know, a really good team kind of makes each other accountable to each other. The players kind of end up running the team, and they end up running the team with the coach's vision, right? So whenever you hear that, it's not just the players taking over the locker room and doing it the right way. It comes from an environment that the coaches allow guys to succeed or to, you know, they don't make guys so afraid to fail that guys are on pins and needles, but they know that there's a high level of execution and responsibility and accountability that's demanded from the top. So it really goes both ways. And I do think that a really good veteran coaching staff at times, or maybe it's just the head coach and that trickling down, can make up for a little bit of that in the locker room. And sometimes a really veteran team can make up for maybe an inexperienced coaching staff. But there is a balance. That thing is really a delicate balance, that all those elements are critical.
Two-part question before we let you go, Travis. I feel bad for the Lions particularly the marketing staff, because they've been working their butts off so hard in the offseason and into the season. And it's just the record. I mean, my sports media fans out there are saying they're a fickle town. They want a winner. They'll come if their team is winning. And then on the football side, it's just not happening. So how is the mood within the club? I mean, nobody's been fired. Very few changes. I see you signed Jonathan Newsom today. You brought in Sean Lemon last week. How's the vibe, and what's the positivity at all, if any, right now? 1-8, it's tough.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. It's professional football, and, you know, this is a Wally Buono quote for years, to say, we don't get paid to play, you get paid to win, right? And so when you're not winning, everybody should be a little bit frustrated or not content with where the team currently sits, right? And so I know there's some of that exists from the players. Like I said, what I can say is I think they're clinging to the last little bit of hope that there is, frankly. I think the team isn't like, you know, people ask me, oh, is there a locker room revolt? Has the coach lost the team? And frankly, I don't sense that. I sense they're hanging on to this idea that they can continue to grow. Obviously, no one planned on being 1-8 at the halfway point, but that's what I said at the top of the show here. That for a 1-8 team, there's as much upbeat, positive spirit as you would hope to see. So certainly, I mean, from a player's point of view, knowing how hard those guys work and they're not getting the results, that can really be frustrating. So I want to see those guys get some good vibes. And it is something. I do think they need something to inject it a little life. I don't think anything besides a win really does that for them at this point in the game. So they got to find a way to get over that hump, win a football game. We got a game at home this week. We're playing Hamilton, who by all accounts should have beat 2 weeks ago, but, you know, lost that game late in the football game. So it's an opportunity to get a little bit of good vibe going before a bye. And at this point, you're not worried about stats or standings or any of that stuff. You just need some positive energy and a little bit of validation for the work that they've been doing, right? So hopefully this Saturday they can find a way to make it come together and put together a strong second half of the season. Because like I said, they're clinging to the last little bit of hope. You lose three or four or five more, I mean, who knows what the last month or two of the season looks like. So we need those guys to inject a little life into their own locker room. So that's what we're hoping to see.
Last one for you. We've just had a flood of comments. The first one started it with, are you going to come back and play? You've answered that. So they're basically all asking what is next for you. Are you looking at coaching, management? Have you made a decision on the next phase of your life in that regard?
No. To be fair, I haven't made a clear decision there. I know this opportunity to be kind of involved with the club, but opposite the football ops side, I think was important for me to just kind of take a step back and see what life outside of the tornado that is, football ops. So to take a step back, take a deep breath, and still be here. And so for me to still have a foot in the door and be working for the club, I thought that was a really cool opportunity for me just on a personal level. And, you know, when Rick Lalasher and George Scheich from the club approached me about working on the business side, it was different. I did get my degree in finance. My background was in business, and I've had interest in business, obviously, aside from football. So I do appreciate that side even more so now than I did as a player. Obviously, there's a lot of elements to an entire organization that are really important to making everything go. And so to see that other side of it, I think is really important. So, no, I mean, I'm 3 months into this gig, and I'm just starting to finally feel like I have an idea of what my day-to-day should look like. But, you know, we'll finish this season out before I make any decisions on what the future looks like. But obviously, I consider myself fortunate to, even though I'm on the other side of football, to still have a toe between the white lines.
Well, you've been around long enough to know if you're learning something going through this, that's really all that you can ask. Sounds like you're learning a lot. So good luck Saturday night, Travis, and appreciate you spending some time with us, as always.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy that Regina sunshine while it's there, huh?
Yeah, we plan on it. Exactly. Thank you, Travis. Travis Lulley. Well, he's a Montana guy, by the way. He knows that even when it's minus 47, it's sunny.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Don't exactly enjoy it the same. But
it was a nice night last night. Well, you were out paddling on the lake last night.
Yeah, you know, it was nice. It cooled down a little bit, but it was still beautiful and calm, and it was nice. And, you know, out there after dark, it was cool seeing the buildings all lit up in downtown.
What goes on in the park after night? I'm afraid to know.
I know, right? Every once in a while, it's so dark and the water's, and then you get that kind of panic, like, you know, you're getting chased by something or something's under the water, and then it's like, okay, time to go home.
I think there's a chance that there might be, but. Mm-hmm. So our text contest I had for the Saskatchewan Rattlers was name any other team in the league. And actually, I remember this from my old show. People write in the answer, but they don't write in who they are. Like, they answer the question, but I don't know who these people are. They didn't write their name. So we've got people from Saskatoon that have entered, and we've got people from Regina that have entered.
Who was first?
Well, the Regina people. And my question is, Clark, maybe we have to take a commercial to figure this out. I'm holding the tickets.
We're going to video review.
How are we going to get them the tickets if they're in Saskatoon?
I'm going.
You'll take them to them?
I'll be at
the
game.
All right. So somebody wrote in, hey, Rod, the Edmonton Stingers, but no name. So this is the Saskatoon number. 291's the Saskatoon number, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So that's the winner. Whoever said Edmonton Stingers, you're going. And actually, we did get a flood of correct answers. Nobody actually left their name. Now, we'll deal with that. The other thing is, Taylor, your analysis hat here on the BC Lions, 1-8. Here's the problem. It's similar a little bit to Winnipeg to me in that you got a head coach that's never won before. That's just the truth. So with your BC, you're kind of sitting in there with fans, even the players, probably within the offices going, are we going in the right direction? It seems like we're going in the right direction, but we're losing and we're blowing games. And if we stick to it and we believe in ourselves, it should turn around. But Devone Claybrooks does not have the track record. That's the scary thing.
It seems to me like he's not the leader that they need right now. And that's why I kind of wanted to ask Travis that question. Mike Riley is a great leader, but how much of his leadership can the rest of the team follow, or are they following the head coach? So who's the true leader in that locker room? Is it the head coach or is it Mike Riley? Because at times Mike Riley's looking a bit dejected when he's coming off the field. And every quarterback, when they go 2-and-out or when they get sacked or when they have a bad drive, is going to come off the field looking dejected. But for me, I sense Mike Riley feels a little bit more dejected, and you add on the record and all the times he's been sacked. It's piling on for him, and I think he never went through anything like this with the Eskimos, not this bad anyway. So
no,
I don't think Devon Claybrooks is showing that he can be the true leader just because he hasn't done it before. And I think the losses.
Who do you look to? That's the thing.
But the losses piling on isn't helping him. Yeah. And Mike Riley is trying to be the leader of this locker room, but losing hurts.
Who's the mark of excellence? Who's the measuring stick? It's John Huffnagel when it comes to this league.
Or
right?
Wally Buono.
And Wally Buono. Yeah. But it's been John Huffnagel for a lot of years in Calgary. Now he's elevated general manager, and it's Dave Dickinson. Are they the New England Patriots of the Canadian Football
Calgary?
League right now?
For sure.
For sure they are, right? When has an assistant under Bill Belichick gone on to be a head coach and had any real success? Hasn't happened, Matt Patricia.
Nobody.
You know, with the Lions. Mike Vrabel's probably, and not just because he's with my Titans, but probably been the most successful guy or the guy with the most promise. It just doesn't happen.
Josh McDaniels. Romeo Crennel.
All of them, right? And it's kind of the same thing in Calgary. You're a great coordinator, and just because you're in the marquee franchise and you come with that culture doesn't necessarily make you the next greatest thing. You have to learn how to be a head coach. Sometimes when you're in your role, stay in your lane and you're going to have success as a coordinator or under that system. But I think Devon Claybrooks does need more time to bring that Calgary culture, if that's what he's bringing, to bring that winning mentality, to start to learn how to be a head coach, because it can be pretty overwhelming when you're working with such class guys, when you're working with Huffnagel, working with Dickinson. All that pressure is gone. They're taking care of a lot of those big details and those things when it comes to culture. Now you have to do that. Plus, you have to bring what made you valuable in the first place on the defensive side of the football. So it can be overwhelming. And now you're dealing with all of these new pieces coming into this team that changed so much in free agency. So I give him a free pass in year one because of that. Mm. Next year will be the real measuring stick for Devon Claybrooks for me.
Well, he comes very highly regarded in the league. Obviously, he's won as a defensive coordinator. Guys like him. The guys that know him like him. I don't know him. But nobody says anything bad about Devon Claybrooks.
No.
Personally or professionally. So there's that. That's important. And Ed Hervey is a proven general manager. So there's no doubt. Won a great cup with the Edmonton Eskimos. So I guess the thing, they don't have any choice but to stick with it and grind through some tough times. I just don't ever remember anybody's season being over prior to Labor Day, ever, in the CFL. I'm not joking. But that's what the BC Lions are looking at. We do need to pause. We'll tell you who the winner of the Saskatchewan Rattlers CEBL Championship Weekend tickets are. Get to more of your comments. Don't forget the poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. What should Rod be wearing as the host of this show after Labor Day? Golf shirt, bunny hug, or t-shirt and blazer? The runaway winner so far, a bunny hug, which makes me wonder why I'm not wearing one today yet. Lots of CFL talk to come, and whatever is on your mind. Canada's most watched Facebook live show is The Rod Peterson Show. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Diving back into the deep end here on the Rod Peterson Show on a Tuesday morning, episode number 56. Famous number 56 is David Benefield, Mr. Furious, who will be with us tomorrow from Vancouver. Kaylor Yamamoto, for you Oilers fans like me and Taylor. Any Leafs Excuse everywhere? 56? Say what?
I'm a Habs fan.
What? I thought you were cool like us.
Oh, no.
What Habs wore number 56?
None.
None. I don't think any did.
Elamimian is probably the one that would resonate here the most. And he's not wearing 56 here because Ray Cernik is the retired number, one of the members of that plane crash. So
look at you. You're up on all your
Clark,
lore.
What number was Tyler Ennis?
7. With the Medicine Hat Tigers?
This past season.
Oh.
He still plays?
I know, right?
With the Marlies?
Kelly B. writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He's listening. He says, completing a line locate on a gas line between Regina Beach and Highway 11. Middle of a field. Listening to the live stream. Bunny hug, Roddy. That's from Kelly. You're in the middle of a field just like us. Brady Witt, by the way, has won the tickets to the CEBL Championship weekend. And before I get back to the football analysis, Dupes, I'm going to be at Touchdown Atlantic. You're going to be at the CEBL Championship. There will be a tailgate party with the Canadian Armed Forces, right? It just won't involve us. It can't. Either one of us are going to be there.
We're not going to be there, unfortunately.
Intern Connor man the tent?
Ooh, I like it.
What are you doing Saturday, Connor?
You got plans.
You know now. Byron Froese of the Leafs. Froese or Fraze?
Fraze, former Hab.
Sorry, I mean, he's not even a household
a
name in his own house. Byron Froese. Okay, war number 56 for the Toronto Make Me Laughs. The Toronto Make Believes. Okay, Chris Streveler and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Taylor, they are panicking over there in the Manitoba capital. Their knees are knocking. Should they be?
I think a lot of people, when they think of Chris Streveler, they think of last year when he started the first few games for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and he was the next big thing. And it's like, oh, wow, this guy, he should take over for Matt Nichols as the starter. And that was a small sample size. That was 3 games. He was the first quarterback in quite some time to be a starter on day one, right out of college. And so there's a lot of hype, and I think that's why a lot of people still recognize his name. In the last year and a half, I guess, he's been having a lot of short yardage packages or some mix and match packages, and he hasn't necessarily lit it up, in my opinion. He's a quarterback, and when they have a tough matchup this week against Edmonton, but I think next week when the Riders prepare for the Labor Day and then the Banjo Bowl back-to-back, their defensive scheme will fit going up against Streveler. They're going to make him uncomfortable, and they're going to then drop guys back and make him force those throws once he's uncomfortable.
It is not a good matchup.
So I think the Riders...
For the Bombers.
Yes, exactly. The Riders play Winnipeg 3 times in the next 7 weeks. Very well could see Chris Streveler all 3 of those times. So it is a good matchup for the Riders and a perfectly good matchup to vault them up the standings.
So it's not funny. The curious thing here is the Winnipeg Blue Bombers beat Calgary 2 weeks ago, 26-24,
on a special teams implosion by the Stampeders and a special teams win by the Bombers. Two return touchdowns by Janarius Grant. A fumble on a punt return by the Calgary returner late in the game. It was not an offensive win, and everybody's down on Matt Nichols, right? They're down. Remember that?
Yep.
So now he's gone. So what if they win a game on special teams against Edmonton on Friday night? Could very well happen.
Wow.
Could happen in a split in the Banjo Bowl on Labor Day. That could happen. So that's why clearly they know football in Winnipeg. There's no doubt about it. And I get why they're nervous. But the point was a couple of weeks ago they were upset at Matt Nichols that he wasn't throwing touchdowns against the Calgary Stampeders. I would think they could still win with Strevler. I'm just not sure they could win a Grey Cup with Chris Strevler.
Well, any quarterback can win on any given week.
Yes.
Or a team can win on any given week. I don't think Chris Strevler is going to throw 400 yards and four touchdowns in any game.
I don't think he's capable of it.
Exactly. I don't think that's his style, so they're going to need support from the defense. And we saw what Willie Jefferson could do. He made a big flashy play last week in their win. So can Strevler manage the game, kind of like Nichols did, in those short yardage dump passes and maybe even doing some running himself? Yes, he's much more of an active runner than Nichols, so that element is going to be into the game where there's more of the RPO run-pass option. Andrew Harris, you know, a lot of the defenses are going to be drawn towards him, so that opens up Strevler to roll to the other side, and maybe he has the option there to throw or just run it down himself. So there is an element of running that's going to be added to the Bombers offense,
which
this week
is
for sure,
which is exciting,
which helps.
Yeah, it does. And I you know, you just alluded to it. I think teams might lock down on Andrew Harris, at least at the beginning. You got to see what this guy's going to do. Put the pressure on him to make throws, and using the RPO or using his legs will help keep defenses off balance. Won't let you just zero in on Andrew Harris and take him out of the game. So it won't be Andrew Harris a lack of production. It'll be teams just taking him away and saying, look, if you're going to beat us, we're going to let you beat us with your arm, and you better do it against our secondary because we're going to stack the box and not let you run the football and use Andrew Harris effectively. We'll see how that works early in the game, and if he does have success, it'll be interesting to see how the defensive coordinators adjust and then try and... Because if he can play and if he's rolling and has confidence throwing and then can use Andrew Harris to supplement that, they're a dangerous team all of a sudden again.
Well, Nelson writes in this morning, he says, the 2007 Winnipeg Blue Bombers are the perfect example. Good enough to win a Grey Cup, but not without Kevin Glenn. Glenn plays, Riders have one last cup. That's probably true. But let's end this segment, because we do have overtime coming up, just with how we opened it. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers going into the year wanted all the plaudits. They wanted all the kudos. We're the best team in the CFL. Some of us dared pick Calgary first as the defending Grey Cup champions. And people say, it's Winnipeg. Winnipeg's number one. They disrespected us if they didn't have them number one in the power rankings. Well, if you're that good, you should be able to withstand temporarily the loss of your starting quarterback and still be a good football team and win. So we're going to find out over the next 3 weeks, how good are you? That's what we're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to withstand this, particularly a quarterback that you didn't really like in the first place. That's what I'm getting out of Winnipeg. So Strevler, if he's going to be the man, go prove it. Taylor, we'll let you get to practice. I appreciate this, man. Right. This has been awesome.
Thanks for having me anytime.
You've done Rokenville so proud.
Glad to hear that.
Overtime is coming up next on the Rod Peterson. Well, what do you got?
I got news for overtime.
For overtime, yeah. Overtime coming up next on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This pre-owned 2018 Ford Escape SEL with leather, sunroof, and navigation is only $29.95 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. Its employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Woo! Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is the overtime segment. A quick sports update. The Toronto Blue Jays in Los Angeles to start a three-game series with the Dodgers tonight. Sean Reed Foley scheduled to get the start for Toronto. The Dodgers turn to lefty Clayton Kershaw, who has a 12-2 record. That should be a big attended game. Blue versus blue. You won't know who's cheering for who.
Right.
If you look at the stands at Chavez Ravine. Hello to everybody listening from Rowan's Ravine, too, by the way, today. Montreal quarterback Vernon Adams Jr., Edmonton quarterback Trevor Harris, and Calgary receiver Reggie Bagleton are the CFL's top performers for Week 10. So that's what's going on. Prairie Mobile text line, one aimed at you, Darren. It's from the 250 area code. That is the BC interior.
All right.
Where we're very big in the BC interior. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
At 840-8777. Regarding the poll question, what should Rod be wearing on the show, golf shirt, bunny hug, or T-shirt and blazer? Anonymous texter says, golf shirts are Rod's signature look, don't you think? Where's the merchandise? We need golf shirts with the Rod Peterson Show logo. Let's make it happen, Mr. DuPont. Take my money.
We're on it. We're working on it.
Okay.
Working with supplies.
Can they be Under Armour?
We're working on that for you, too. We are. It's a long process. Be patient. But when they're in there, oh, yeah, they'll go like hotcakes.
Nobody wants to be patient anymore in 2019.
I know.
You noticed. Now, you've got some news.
Oh, let me get my phone. So, oh, yeah, I don't need my phone.
You don't need it?
Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience to Houston, December 5th to the 10th, is still on sale. So there's still some spots open. RodPeterson.com/trip. That's RodPeterson.com/trip. So join us. And we've just found out that you had the poll up for which game we should go to.
The NBA games.
We're going to both.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good.
We're going to both.
That's the good news, Bell.
We've got it all from the ticketing people, and it works. It works. It's all included. We can go to both.
Okay.
And there's a cheap upgrade, too. So, you know, in trips past, you're on your own. You can go all the way down. Well, no, we've got a very cheap. So we're, you know, in the upper bowl. We got great seats. But if you want to go right down to the front, down to the lower bowl, it's like a $35 upgrade for the game.
Which we'll be doing. If you're going to go to an NBA game, you have to sit low. Because if you're sitting high, you're not going to appreciate what's going on down there.
The show. Yeah.
The athleticism of the players, the size of the players, not the show. You can get the show from the upper bowl. But you know where I fell in love with the NBA? Two things. One, there was an NBA neutral site preseason game at SAS Place back in the early 90s when I was living in PA. It was the Atlanta Hawks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I loved it there. And then when I became voice of the PA Raiders, we would go down to Seattle and Portland, and I would go to those games by myself, get a media pass, stand on the court side. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And that's where I became an NBA fan. So join us in Houston. Join us in Texas. We're going to take care of you. I just love Texas so much. If anybody is listening, you've never been. If you've never been to an NFL game, you've never been to an NBA game, I'm telling you, they have a rodeo every single night. We're kind of an ag-based thing here, all over the prairies.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that they would have a rodeo every single night.
I can't even fathom it.
But they do.
Yeah, how cool.
Now, I did get a note. I was mentioning that hopefully Brian Peters of the Houston Texans could join us. And then we found out, I think you were in here last week when we found out that BP's not with the Houston Texans anymore.
Yeah.
He got released. He's in one of those second contract hell
in that they would have had to pay him too much. They can go with somebody younger and cheaper to do what he's doing. So he's sitting in Minnesota training right now, and he's not with the Houston Texans. But that's okay. George Cortez has already told us he'll come and be on the show. Don Narcisse has told us he'll come and be on the show. And we're still hoping Danny Barrett will join us from the Texans.
Yeah.
And heaven knows who else. You know, with these shows, we like to sometimes put on the guests, the patrons that come with us.
Sure.
So Texas, barbecue, Kennedy Space Center, NBA, NFL, hang out with us. What could be better than that?
Get in.
Nothing that I can think of. RodPeterson.com/trip. I had friends yesterday putting down their deposits because Michelle from Uniglobe was letting me know. I don't even know if you even know.
No.
That people, more people bought yesterday.
Wow.
So Houston, the place to be. And by the way, the last time I was there in December, it was 95 degrees.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice. That's exciting. Beautiful. It's going to be awesome.
Garrett writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, where's my boy Lynch? I'm going to pick up Lynch right now. You don't even know that.
No.
We're going to go tape our television show, and you're on it this week. It's you, me, and Lynch on In the Huddle tonight on Access. So that's going to be a ball of fun.
I'm excited.
Very Winnipegish. Lynch will be with us. Tomorrow on the program, it's just going to be fantastic. In the bunker, Derek Duke Myers, Marshall Hamilton, and our guests include David Benefield, Mr. Furious, former Rider, Bomber, and BC Lions great D lineman, DA, Dwight Anderson.
Well,
DA from the Grey Cup champion 2013 Rough Riders. Marco Iannuzzi, he would like to be involved in an ownership consortium to buy the British Columbia Lions. You remember Marco Iannuzzi, former Lions receiver? Apparently he's got some change, and he wants to buy the Lions, him and his buddies. We'll talk about that. And Joey Alfieri from TSN Montreal. One of the hottest teams in the CFL are Les Alouettes. And Joey will join us to talk about that. So I'll see you over at the other studio.
Yeah, I will see you there.
And thank you for tuning in, Canada. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.